Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations on this Tuesday of the 35th week in the year of our Lord, 2022, as we continue our discussion of Heidelberg Catechism, question and answer 96. Question 96. What does God require in the second commandment? That we in no way make any image of God, nor worship him in any other way than he has commanded us in his word. As of April 2018, the best-selling Christian song of all time, according to Billboard magazine, became I Can Only Imagine. It is indicative of contemporary Christianity that the song has become a staple in many churches as part of their worship routine. For the title itself, along with many of the lyrics, give lie to the thought that we can imagine how to worship God, or imagine God himself. As one of the lines purports, I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is set before me. For those paying attention, the second commandment has something very particular to say about such a thing, about imagining and imaging God in any way, shape, or form. And rather than encourage it, the second commandment expressly forbids such a thing. In following the regulative principle of not worshiping God in any other way than he has commanded in his word, one of the key ways we render obedience and worship is to avoid making any image of God in any fashion, or to even try and imagine the Almighty with our finite, fallen minds. Acts chapter 17, verse 29. Being then God's offspring, we ought not to think that the divine being is like gold or silver or stone, an image formed by the art and imagination of man. But this is the predilection of sinful humanity, to imagine and image God in a fashion that is relatable to us. As the philosopher Voltaire famously said, in the beginning God created man in his own image, and man has been trying to repay the favor ever since. Or the Apostle Paul, speaking of unrighteous humankind in Romans 1, verses 22 and 23, claiming to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images resembling mortal man and birds and animals and creeping things. The glory of the Creator of heaven and earth cannot be captured by the human imagination, no matter how hard we try. And it cannot be rendered in any form that could possibly portray the fullness of God's deity. Every image we could possibly conceive of falls short of his glory. The prophet Isaiah asks in Isaiah 40 verse 18, to whom then will you liken God, or what likeness compare with him? The answer, we know, is none. We cannot liken him to anything. We cannot compare him to anything, for he is incomparable. If we cannot imagine the infinite person of Almighty God, or capture the likeness of the divine being in any form, or image the fullness of God's essence in any way, then any attempted portrayal of him is, by definition, false. And if it is false, it is an idol. An idol of the mind, of the eye, and of the heart. Any rendering of God necessarily represents only a part of him, and that poorly. But even in representing only a part, we are not representing God himself, and it is idolatry. For no matter how hard we might try, even as the people of God who have been made new in the image of our Lord Jesus Christ, even though we whose minds and hearts have been redeemed might seek to be as biblical as possible in our representation of his person and work, God cannot be imagined, God cannot be imaged by man. But more than that, God may not be imagined or imaged by man, for he has given the command that we are not to even attempt it. Rather, may we be content with the God who has revealed himself to us in his holy word, that we might worship and adore him as he commands, and that in keeping from all imagining and idolatry, we might truly glorify him alone according to his will and his word. He who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.